Gotcha. Isn't it enough that termites are eating my house and fleas are feeding on my dog? Do we really need flies in the studio, too? Darn bugs, who needs them? A world without insects would be perfect. Just imagine, Yael, Sunday picnics without ants, apples without worms.
But, Don, without insects, there wouldn't be any apples.
What? Why?
Well, many insects function as pollinators, and many plants rely on them for help with reproduction. Without insects, you'd eliminate certain kinds of fruits and vegetables, and that might make it difficult to put together a picnic lunch. Of course, you'd also miss out on insect products, such as honey or silk.
That's okay with me, Yael. After all, insects didn't begin to play a major role in pollination until about 65 million years ago, and plants have been around for about 300 million years. There would be plenty of plants, such as grass and grains, that are pollinated by the wind. So if there were no insects, I'd just eat lots of cereal and plenty of steak.
That might work for you, but what about the animals that live directly off insects or off plants that are pollinated by insects? Those animals would starve to death, which means that the animals that eat them would starve as well. In other words, some parts of the food chain would collapse, and life as we know it would change dramatically. The fact is, Don, that we need insects a lot more than they need us. Plus, wouldn't you miss butterflies and roses? And apple pie.
I love apple pie.
I knew you'd come around.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.